Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yod Amud Aleph. We're about to take a look at the analysis of the second Mishnah, which deals with the issue of Makot first, and is Machloket between Chachamim, who say that you only need three for Makot, and Rabbi Shmuel, who says 23. So Makot Bishlosha, what's the source for three for Makot? Because you cannot invoke Elohim, 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 because that's all dealing with disputes. Minhani Mili, Amar Avuna, Amar Kra, Ushfatum. In the Parsha of Makot, it says that the two people will come to the Beit Din, and they will judge them. They, meaning the plural. Shnaim, Bein Beit Din Shakom, Mosif, and Aleir Orachad. You can't have an even number Beit Din, so you have three. Reikan Shlosha. So Elamiata Vitstiku Atatzadik Shnaim Virshu Atarsha Shnaim. There's three verbs there. Ushfatum Vitstiku and Virshu. So you should end up with 6 plus 1 is 7, or you can Shiva. And there's nothing strange about saying a Beit Din from Akot would be 7. We don't have any reason to say differently. The answer is no. Ahum Baile Lichud Ula. We need Virshu and Stiku for Ula's teaching. The Amar Ula Remez Lady Mizom Minator Minayin. How do I know? Where's an allusion to the notion of Edim Zom in the Torah? So the Gemara immediately attacks the statement. Remez leidim zomin. What do you mean? Vahaktiv kasher zamam. There's an open, a clear parsha that deals with that in Parsha Shoftim. Vasitim lo kasher zamam. You don't need a hint. Elo remez leidim zomin shaloki minayin. How do I know that they're edim zomin in a circumstance where you cannot give them what they were trying to do to the other person? As an example, when they testify that the other fellow is a ben grusha. How do I know they get Malko? Tichtiv, Vitztiku, Tatzadik, Yeshua, Torasha. And the next pasuk is, Vayam, Binako, Torasha. The case is sort of strange, because it sounds like two people come with a dispute, and they decide who's right, and then they give Malko to the Rasha. How'd that happen? Ella, Edim, Shershua, Tatzadik, Ve'atu, Ede, Achrini, Vitztiku, Tatzadik, Me, Dimikara. In other words, Vitztiku, Yeshua, Tatzadik, the Edim come and have the man who is really innocent be found guilty because of their conspirational testimony, and then other witnesses come and vitztiku et hatzadik mikara, they set things right. Shavin l'hanach rishoyim, and then they make these guys rishoyim, v'yam b'narkot hashav, they get makot. Good, so now we say how they get makot. V'tepuk lemi lo taneh, but in the Aseret HaDibrot it says lo taneh, you're not allowed to lie falsely, so they should automatically get makot. The answer is, mishum nahavi lelav, shen mamaisa, lo taneh, inherently is a lav without any action. Therefore, we need this hint that tells us that specifically you could get makot anyways. Cholav shen mamasa, in lokin a lav, any lav that does not involve an action, there's no makot for. Of course, the sukkah at the beginning of Tamura deals with that, and the exception of meimir, mekalel, etc. Mishum Rishmoel, amur besum mishloshu. Rishmoel says you need 23. Maitam ne Rishmoel. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Atir Rasha Rasha Michai V'mitot. He says simply, somebody gets Makot and somebody who gets killed are each called a Rasha. So we have a Gzera Shava. Tiv HaChava Yan Binakot Rasha with Makot. Tiv HaTam Ashahu Rasha Lamut. Lo Tikru Chofer LeNefesh Rotzeach Ashahu Rasha Lamut. Malam Esu Mishlosh Avkan, Esu Mishlosh, each needs 23. Rava Amar Malkot Mokom Mito Meret. Rava says something different. He says, Makot is simply a substitute for death. Anytime that the Beit Din administers a physical punishment, it's all a form of death. So, if that's the case, then why do we have the doctor appraise him and assess how many Makot he can get? Let them strike him. Let him give the full 39 even to a frail guy. And if he dies, he dies. After all, according to you, Rava, Makot is really just a substitute for meat anyways. So Amalei, so Ravashi's answer to defend Rava was, Amar Kravini Kla Achicha Lenecha. Don't hit him too much because you'll be striping your brother. Ki Machid Agabar Chai Machid, meaning you have to be hitting the back of a live person. Okay. Elohad Etanya Amdula Kabbal Asim En Monino To Elam Makot Aruyot Lishtalesh. V'kamahen Tamnesari. There's a rule that you have to have threefold Makot. So I think it's a multiple of three. And therefore, if the doctor said he can get 20, he has to get a multiple of 3, so he gets 18. So if that's the case, according to what you said, the concern is 20 he could take. 21 might kill him. So therefore, give him 20. Give him the 21st. V'chimayit b'hachara. Even if he dies on the last stripe, limut, kimachit, agavarachai kamachit. After all, you were hitting a live person. All 21 makot were on a live person, according to the assessment. So Amar Lehem Akra, V'nikla Achicha Leinecha, meaning Achar Shalaka Achicha Baina. Not just that when you hit him, he's Achicha, but when you're done, he's Achicha. Which, of course, is Rabbi Yitzchak's famous limud, which is that Kol Chayave Kretot, Kevan Shalaku Niftru Mikritatan. Anybody who's Chayav Kreto, Koreit, once they get makot, they're potter from the karet, because that nikla achicha. Once he's struck, he's achicha. And here, if you hit him and you kill him, so he's not achicha anymore. He's dead. Veleika. Okay, Ibur HaChodesh B'Shtosha. This next thing in Mishnah Bet was that Ibur HaChodesh needs three. Now, Ibur HaChodesh, as I mentioned in the Mishnah, is a strange phrase. Chishuv Loktani, Kiddush Loktani. It doesn't say it's Chishuv HaChodesh, meaning calculating if we need to, or the declaration, Ela Ibur. So, why don't we just not do anything, and automatically it'll become a full month, because that's what happens. If Beit Din doesn't act, the month becomes a full month. It's a 30-day month, and next day is Rosh Chodesh. So, Amar Abaye, Tane Kiddush HaChodesh. My version of the Mishnah is Kiddush HaChodesh. So, Tane Namiyachi, Kiddush HaChodesh, V'Ibur HaShanah B'Shtosha Divrei Rav Meir. I have a brayta like that. So, Amar Rava, Rava said, V'Ibur Tani, but our version says Ibur. What are we going to do with that? Ala Amarava Kiddush B'Yom Ibur. What does Ibur HaChodesh mean? The declaration on the 30th day. Bishlosha, meaning Achar Ibur, like a Kiddush. Our Mishnah says Ibur HaChodesh, meaning the declaration made on the 30th day needs three. If it's afterwards, there's no Kiddush. It happens automatically. Umani Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. The Tanna Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer. Im lo nirab hazmano, this is Machlok and Rosh Hashanah, if the moon is not seen on the 29th, then in Makachinoto, we don't make a Kiddush. Shekraki Chu Shamayim, God already decided to make it a full month. Nachman Amar, Kiddush Achar Ibur. He says the opposite. To do the Kiddush on the 30th day, Bishlosha. Biyom Ibur like a Kiddush. On the 29th, you don't do it. Umani Palimohu. Tatanya Palimo Omer, Bizmano in Makachinoto. Shelo Bizmano Makachinoto. The only declaration is when it's a full month. Rashi Amar, he takes it back and says, Li'olam Chishuv Ktani. The Mishnah really reads, Chishuv HaChodesh. Umay Ibur, Chishuv Di Ibur. Meaning, Ibur means the calculations about whether or not we should be ma'abr this. Va'aydi de kaboy, lemin Ibur Shana, we have parallel construction. Since the next phrase is Ibur Shana, Tanami Ibur HaChodesh. We call this Ibur HaChodesh too. So, Chishuv HaChodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh lo, that means you're telling me that the Beit Din's job, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, is calculation, but no declaration at all? So, Rabbi Eliezer, he, the Tan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bein Mizmano, Bein Shalom Mizmano, En Mekachino Torah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that there is never a Kiddush HaChodesh, meaning that Beit Din's job is only to calculate and to inform, but not to make the declaration. Shemar, V'Kiddush Hashem, Shnat HaChamishim Shana, that you sanctify the 50th year, Yovel. Shanim atam akadesh v'yatam akadesh chodeshim. In other words, we sanctify years, not months. Okay? Shem Gamliel omer b'shlosha. Now, when it comes to Ibur Shanam, Shem Gamliel said, you start with three, and then five, and then seven. Yeah, but if it ended with three, you're fine. Tanya, ketzer amar Shem Gamliel. What does he mean? Let's see the method. Because he said, you start with three, you deliberate with five, and declare with seven. Now, let's get some more details. B'shlosha matchilin, you start with three dayonim. Now let's see how it works. Among the three, if among them one says, we need to sit down and discuss this, and the other two say, no, we don't, there's nothing to discuss. The one is out, there's no discussion. But if two say we have to discuss it, we add another two. We ignore the one guy who says there's nothing to discuss. We add another two, so we've got five. And then they actually discuss whether or not we need an Ibur Shana based on some of the things we'll see over the next couple of podcasts, all the considerations of climate and season, etc. If two of the five say we need an added Adar and the other three say we don't, we ignore the two, no added Adar. Flip it. If three say we need, then we add two more. Meaning you need to have seven, at least, for the declaration. And then they declare. Now, so Rav Shem Gamliel says you need three, five, and seven. Where'd that come from? What does that correspond to? Because the notion is that these numbers are now symbolic and not practical, especially when you're just adding two more to come in and make the declaration. They're not serving any function except a formal one. So, Pliki Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani V'chad De'imei, Umano Rabbi Shimon Pazi. So either Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman is the main person here, and Shimon Pazi joins him. Or the same pair, but just who's the leader. And this reminds us of some of the sugyot in the third parak of Megillah. It talks about the different aliyot and other numeric things in liturgy and what they correspond to. So one of these two said, the 3-5-7 follows the number of words in either each of the brachot of Berchat Kohanim. Chanamar, shlosha keneged shomrei hasaf. These are all different numbers of functionaries in the royal retinue. The last two mentioned in Megillat Esther. So it corresponds somehow. This is like Yibur HaShanah is some sort of a divine royal decree. Rav Yosef, Hani Shlosha Chamisha V'Shiva, Shlosha Keneged Shomrei Hasaf, Chamisha Meroei Pnei Melech, Shiva Roei Pnei Melech. Same thing as the second opinion. Amrei Abai Rav Yosef, Ada Idna My Time Elo Parishtan Marachi. So Abai said, Rav Yosef, why didn't you tell us this till now? This may have been after Rav Yosef got sick and lost and forgot a lot of his Torah, and Abai had to restore it for him. Amar lo hu lo have yadana de tzrichitu. Rav Yosef said, I didn't know you wanted to know this. Is there anything you've ever asked me I haven't told you? Notice he said, I didn't know you were interested. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrina Tashanau. Now we're going to start on a sugya that will take us over the next podcast or two about the considerations of whether or not to add an Adar. Ein Ma'abrina Tashanau Ela B'mizumanim La. You can only do it with people who were members of the Beit Din that were invited to be part of the process. All right, and we'll see. Ma'aser Gamliel She'amar. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Ashkimu Li Shiv'a La'aliyah. Go get me 7 people to come up to the loft for Kiddush HaChavar, for Yibur Shana. Hishkim Matzah Shmon, he came up and he found 8. Mar Mihu Sha'Allah Shalom Bershut, who came up here without being asked? Yered, let him get out. I only want these 7. Amad Shmuel HaKatan, so the famous Shmuel HaKatan, the one who composed the Malshinim, or who modified it, Sugin Brachot, V'yamar Anihu Sha'aliti Shalom Bershut, I came up Shalom Bershut, Vlola be'ar shana aliti. I didn't come up to participate. I wasn't invited. El l'mor halacha l'maaseh utzrachti. I came up because I wanted to see the practical halacha. I wanted to see how you do it. Amar lo shev b'ni shev. So Gamliel said, Shmuel, you sit down. Stay here. Ruyot kol Hashem kulan l'itaber al yadcha. You should be really involved in every Yibur Shana. You're great. El amru chacham ein ma'abrin et hashana el zumanim la. But we have a rule that you have to be invited. I didn't invite you, so you really can't participate. Now, parenthetically, Velo Shmuel HaKatan Habe. Guess what? Shmuel HaKatan was not the uninvited one. El Inish Achrini, one of the other 7 was. Machmat Kisufa Udavad. Shmuel HaKatan wanted to protect this other fellow from being embarrassed. So he stepped up to the plate and said, I did it. And we now hear that there are later stories of people who modeled themselves after Shmuel HaKatan to spare embarrassment. Kihadi Yativ Rebbe Vakadarish. Rebbe was teaching. He didn't like garlic, and he spelled garlic, and his students knew not to eat garlic. Amar Misha Chal Shum Yetzei, whoever ate garlic, get out of here. Amar Rabbi Chiya V'yatzar, Rabbi Chiya, his prize student, got up and left. So what happened? Amdu Kulan V'yatzu, they all left. B'shachar Metzah Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chiya, so Rabbi Shimon, who was Rabbi's son, found Rabbi Chiya. And he said, Amar Le'atahu Shit Siyartalav, are you the one who really troubled my father with eating garlic? Amar lo lo take his obi Yisrael, chas v'shalom, I know what your father likes, I wouldn't eat garlic. Rabbi Chiya mecha, so Rabbi Chiya did this because he wanted to spare whoever really ate the garlic, who maybe he didn't know who he was, from being embarrassed, so he walked out. Rabbi Chiya mecha gomer la, where did Rabbi Chiya get this lesson from? Not from Shmuel HaKatan, but Rabbi Meir. The Tanya ma'aseh b'isha achat shebata lebeit midrash shel Rabbi Meir. It's a story of a woman who came to Rabbi Meir's beis medrash. Amar lo Rabbi, echad mikem kitshani v'bia, one of your students, or one of you, was Mekadesh me with Bia. It's a very embarrassing thing. So what happened? Amar b'Remeir v'chatab l'get kritut. Remeir stood up and he wrote himself a get to her, as if he was the one. Now clearly he wasn't the one. V'natamla. So amdu katvu kulam v'nanula. All the students stood up and gave her a get kritut. This woman is now for sure divorced. She's a grusha. So she's gotten kind of her comeuppance. And whoever it was she tried to embarrass was spared. Among those guys, one of them was the real guy. Remeir Mehecha Gamrila, where did Remeir get it from? Shmuel HaKatan, from our case. Shmuel HaKatan Mehecha Gamrila, where did he get it from? Where did he learn this this virtue? Mishchenya Ben Yechiel. So this is nobody he met. It's somebody who lived hundreds of years earlier. But in Tanakh, Tichtiv, this is in the story of Ezra's move to have all of the men divorce their foreign wives. Vayan Shechina ben Yechiel mibnei Elam vayomer le'Ezra, anachnu ma'alnu be'Eloheinu. He comes and he says, we have trespassed, violated against God. Vanoshev nashim nochriot me'me ha'aretz, we've married foreign women. V'yata yesh mikvel li'Yisrael al-zot. In other words, we understand that he himself wasn't married to a foreign woman. But he did this to spare everybody else embarrassment. Okay. Shechinem ben Yechiel me'echa gomer la, where did he get it from? Mi Yoshua. Now this means really mi Hashem speaking to Yoshua. What happened? That after the spoils of Jericho, one man named Achan took from the spoils. And as a result, we lost the war at Ha'ai. 36 men died. It was a tragedy. Yoshua was on his face. He was crying. And Hashem said, get up. What's the problem? Chatai Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael have sinned. And he doesn't single somebody out. He says, they've all sinned. And so that, in the meantime, allows Achan on his own to come forward. Which he sort of does. It's the lottery. But at this point, Amar lefanam roshalam michata. Amar lebechil dutur anilach. What am I, a tattletale? Hatel goralot. Do the goral and you'll find out who did it. I'm not going to tattletale. I'm not going to embarrass him. V'bayit ema mimoshe. Dichtiv ananam eyantem. This is the man when people went out on Shabbat to collect the man. He didn't say those two guys. He said, how long are you all going to resist taking my mitzvot? Okay, Tana Rabbanan. One more little addendum. Mishemetu nevim achronim. Chagai Zacharim Malachi. So with the death of the last Nevim, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mishrael. So formal Nevuah was gone. Nonetheless, a bat call, a heavenly voice, sort of like an echo of Nevuah remained, and they would rely on it. The rabbis were in a house in Yericho, in a loft. They're not hiding out in Yericho, not during this period. They got a bat call. And what would the bat call say? There is somebody in this group who deserves to have the Shekhinah rest on him and have Nevuah like Moshe. But the generation doesn't deserve it. So they all looked at Hillel HaZaken, understanding that he was the man. So when Hillel died, Amru Alav, what was the hesped? Hey Chassid, hey Anav, Talmido Shel Ezra. This man is a great righteous person, a great modest person, a student of Ezra. By the way, that means the Girsa may have been Ra'uish Tishrei Alav Shechina Ke'Ezra. Shuv Pamachat, we'll see more about Ezra in the second parak. Shuv Pamachat, Ayum Subin Ba'aliyah B'Yavne. Now this is in Yavne. V'nitna Lehem Bat Kol Min HaShemayim Mishkan Echad Ra'uish Tishrei Alav Shechina. By the way, sometimes when they're in an aliyah, it's because they're hiding out, like aliyah beit nitzav elud, they're hiding out from the Romans. In this case, not necessarily. In Dorosh Shel Yavne, they were able to learn fairly openly. There's a person among you that should have the Shechina on him, but the generation doesn't deserve it. They all looked at Shmuel HaKatan, which now brings the Shmuel HaKatan story full circle. What did they say about him? Hey Chassid, hey Anav, Talmido Shel Hillel. So you see Shmuel linked to Hillel, who's linked to Ezra. What did Shmuel say when he died? Shimon v'Yishmael l'charba. Shimon meaning Shimon Gamliel and Shmuel Kohen Gadol are going to go to the sword. Chavroi l'ktal and all their friends are going to be killed. As he was prophesizing, as it were, about the Hadrianic persecutions. Ushar amal abiza, everybody's going to be plundered. V'akan sagin atidin l'meite al alma. Terrible troubles are going to hurt the world. That's what he said. Now, while Yehudah ben Baba bikshulam arkein, this is not the last statement, meaning that hoy chassid, hoy anav, they wanted to say about Yehudah ben Baba, who we'll read about a little later, who was the last of the masmichim. Ela sheni trefas sha'ash, but they didn't have a chance. She'in maspid al haruge malchut. There's a rule that we don't give hespedim for haruge malchut because you have to quickly bury them. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast when we start investigating the details of Ibur Hashanah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.